Voices from America.
And answers back from the rest of the world.
We are burning a book. We are not killing someone. We are not murdering people. We are not dragging people out of the cars who are doctors and killing them. We are simply burning a book.
The world is not only for Americans. The world is not only for British. The world is, you know, we have plenty of differences.
Debates over Islam have given the world a can't-we-all-just-get-along moment.
Global echoes from a fiery debate in America.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. America debates two controversial issues about Islam in America, and the world reacts on this Tuesday, September 9th. Good morning.
Good morning, John. And it's a complicated and difficult thing to talk about, but we're going to tackle it. Let's get to the morning's news first. Firefighters still struggling to contain that wildfire that's burning in Colorado. The weather is again expected to improve later today, but Laura McConnell of the fire management team says people need to remain vigilant.
We do have an increase of humidity to expect. However, the potential for fire spread is still pretty high.
Four people are missing. The blaze has so far burned 6,200 acres and destroyed 136 homes. That makes it the most destructive fire in the state's history. Some evacuation orders are expected to be lifted today, though, while thousands of others will wait to learn if their homes are still intact.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco has ruled on the controversial extraordinary rendition program of the CIA. It's ruled that former prisoners of the CIA cannot sue over alleged torture in overseas prisons. The Ninth Circuit Court says such lawsuits could expose secret government information, and as a result, such cases cannot be allowed to go forward. The 6-5 ruling is seen as a victory for the Obama administration's efforts to advance a sweeping view of executive secrecy powers.
Some top government and military officials continue to condemn plans by a church in Florida to burn copies of the Quran on September 11th, and we'll be talking more about this in a moment. The pastor of the church says he's campaigning against what he calls radical Islam, and he will not back down. Military officials, including General David Petraeus, are repeating their warning that the event could trigger violent retaliation against American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. President Obama laid out a forceful argument for retaining Democrats and punishing Republicans in the upcoming midterm elections. On a trip to Cleveland, the president said his policies are the only ones trying to get Americans out of the economic slump. He rolled out a new $100 billion tax credit plan and says it'll give businesses the boost that they need.
This will help small businesses upgrade their plants and equipment and will encourage large corporations to get off the sidelines and start putting their profits to work.
The president holds a news conference tomorrow at the White House where the economy is expected to be the top issue. He'll speak to ABC News in just over an hour.
Staying on message there at the White House, that's for sure this week. Prosecutors in Mexico say they have arrested seven men in connection with the drug cartel's suspected massacre of 72 people last month. The arrests come as the mayor of a central Mexican town was shot execution style in his office. Mexican intelligence says the Zeta cartel has been moving into the area. He's the third mayor to be killed in as many weeks and the sixth this year. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the country is beginning to resemble war-torn Colombia, and Mexican drug cartels are to blame.
We face an increasing threat from a well-organized network drug trafficking threat that is in some cases morphing into or making common cause with what we would consider an insurgency.
A Mexican government spokesman called Clinton's comments misleading and rude. The drilling firm Transocean, which owned the rig that exploded causing the Gulf oil spill, is accusing BP of having designed a fatally flawed well. BP denies it. Transocean says BP made a series of cost-saving decisions in design and construction. Asian markets are mixed now. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts trading at 10,387. The S&P opens at 1,098. The Nasdaq at 2228. Coming up, war is sometimes described as tragic, but in literature, war is explained in many different ways. That's later on this hour.
Coming up, this conversation about not only the Islamic Cultural Center in New York, but the burning of the Quran in Florida. What does it say about us as Americans?
Echoing around the world in a moment.